that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, and out on the other coast.
Hey, everybody, it's James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. How's everybody doing?
You know, I never know if you're online or not. I just assume that you're there. And when I speak into the microphone and I say, make a joke about the left coast or the leftist
you're wondering
coast,
if anybody's even there at all.
Yeah, huh? I never asked. I just assume that you're always going to be there.
I am. You're right. You're exactly right. Don't worry. I'm here. I know you're probably like, where is that guy? No, I've been here. So how was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Everything was you know what I did?
What did you?
And this is no kidding. My wife got a home edX thing. You know, you see these things at your local, you know, grocery stores, drug stores, whatever. It's a little massaging device.
Right.
And I've seen these things before, you know, and they don't work half the time, or they do work, but they're too much of a pain to use.
Or they break right away.
Well, she got this unit, and I'll tell you what, I spent 2 days with this thing. It became my very best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm a person that I didn't feel like 20 years ago.
Great.
I'm telling you.
So you feel good now.
Well, this coming off of a cheap piece of Chinese made junk. Yeah, go figure. But it worked. I mean, I got the places in my neck and my back that I don't even think the blood has seen in 10 years.
Oh my God. Wow, so you're really crispy and tight.
Huh? I'm telling you. I'm just ready and roaring to go.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you loosened up, relaxed, got all that tension out. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely. So that's what I did for 2 days. That
just added 10 years to your life right there.
That and I slept. And my wife would be the first to attest to that. All I did this weekend was I was couch potato. I relaxed and I slept. And I feel like I've just come off a month vacation.
Good. You did better than me.
Yeah?
You did way better than me. I didn't get to do that, no.
Well,
not at all, but that's good. You got to take time out for yourself.
Well, and being in Hollyweird, I don't envy you, my friend, because...
Thanks.
Well, you know what I mean.
Right.
I mean, you're a good guy, but it's like a good guy standing in a swamp of muck. I mean, there's good people out there, but there's a lot of nasty people.
Yes, there is.
Nasty.
Right now, during the three, I didn't participate in any of the shopping because it was just
what?
A mass.
You did not take part in Black Friday?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I watched everybody just go nuts in the stores. It was crazy. How was it out there?
I don't know. I heard on the CNBC this morning. What? What's up? You're giving me thumbs up. I'm supposed to be able to read your lips and your thumbs?
No, the sales were up this year.
Well, up over what?
Oh, up over last year.
Well, do you know why, don't you? Because they were discounting right out of the chute and lining them up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just to
my
sell them.
My store opened at midnight.
Your store opened at midnight?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not my personal store, but the one I work at.
Yeah, if it was your store, you wouldn't be sitting here producing a show right now. You
think?
Yeah, you think? Aaron, we'll take the break here. John Stettmiller and James.
At least she's honest.
I'm telling you, that's what we need more in this world, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's just simple honesty. It works. It beats telling a lie because you got to tell another lie, and before too long, you don't know what
you
your original
Hillary Clinton.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Carrie, let me ask you a question. Is the Children's Palace going to be enamored that I'm putting out their information?
It's the Children's Place.
Oh.
But I have no idea.
The Children's Place.
Yes.
Okay.
Children's Place.
And what do they do there?
Sell children's clothing.
Oh, clothing? Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the scoop, Wall Street. Is everybody listening?
Yeah.
Last year, when they opened up at, what'd you say, midnight?
Yes.
Midnight, and that was on Thursday night.
Friday morning.
Actually, Friday
right.
morning. As the clock ticks, they open up the doors.
Yes.
You actually had people coming into the store.
Lord, yes.
At midnight.
Yes.
To do what?
Shop.
They can't wait.
Well, they did like 20% off your entire purchase till noon.
Okay, so for 12 hours, you got 20% off.
Right.
Which most stores are doing right now anyhow. And you don't have to go in there at midnight. But at any rate, last year they did 37,000 in a 12-hour period. This year they did 52?
All day.
All day.
Yes.
And how many of those people were whipping out their Mastercard?
Yeah, that's let us know.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
I had more cash sales.
You had more cash sales than you had credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you actually...
On my register, I did.
Okay. I'm. She works another part-time job aside from doing this, if you've not caught that, James.
No, I got it now.
Now, okay. So, have
so
you
both
been talking...
of you.
Go ahead, James.
No, I was saying, I think she probably should have gotten a neck massage and everything like you did, too, after all that. So both of you can feel good now.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What happens when you both of you start feeling really good about what you're doing?
The planets line up? I don't know.
The planets line up.
Part of California doesn't burn tomorrow? I don't know.
That's it.
Jeez.
That's it. Okay, wait a second now.
All right.
So did you have any idea whether or not there were more increased credit card sales? How were people doing their transactions? And because they were using cash, was it because they get a cash? I don't know. If they use cash, they got a discount, or what was it?
No, they just use cash, but... Also, we had a contest going on for that day that if we got at least 35 applications to our store, because we have the little children's play store, we got to wear jeans over the weekend. So.
Oh, there's the reward. You get to slum it.
Yeah.
If you get 35 credit card applications. All right.
Right.
I'm getting the picture now. All right.
But
got
we did
it.
Get 35 credit cards.
Now, how many did you get? Now, be honest.
I think I got about five.
Five. And you have to, this is store policy, you have to ask everybody that comes through that line, would you like the Children's Place discount card?
Would you like to save 10% and apply for a Children's Place credit card?
And Carrie, let's have a drum roll here. What's the interest rate on this store card?
I think it's about 21%.
21%. Okay,
so for
everybody that just got shafted this weekend, please, you may call for direct to talk to a live person, 877-331-0626. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that. That's just exactly what's going on down over here.
Now, let me ask you a question, Carrie, because I know you're a sensitive person. You're not a corporate mom, so to speak. Did you tell anybody that they should use cash instead of credit cards in your day's work?
Okay, I do tell people that, you know, because sometimes they'll go, no, I don't want the credit card. And I go, well, you can pay it off right now. And I would say the majority of the people pay off the credit card immediately, right then and there, after they purchase.
Really?
Out of fear?
On my register.
On her register. No, not out of fear. Out of common sense, because you probably tell them what. You know, I'm setting you up to get you fired here.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, not a problem. you can have a few more hours here. It's all right. Okay.
But can you give me a discount there?
Can I get you a discount where?
Oh, wait, yeah. So they get the card, yet they pay it off in full right away. I mean, until the programming starts, and then when they start going in and feel sorry about themselves, and they start spending, and then the interest rate comes in, before you know it, they're already in debt.
It's tantamount to handing somebody that has never tried heroin a packet of heroin and a syringe.
Got
Don't
it.
Don't use That's this.
Exactly.
Don't ever use this.
Yeah.
What do I have it for? Don't ever use it. Well, it feels good, but don't ever use it.
That's exactly right.
And how long are you going to ground not using this heroin fix that you've given them, Carrie? I'm trying to destroy the woman's day today. That's it, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. How did you see anything other on your own, John? I know because most of the time you were relaxing on the couch. But did you see anything locally in the news there about what was going on with the whole shopping spree?
Well, only this morning, only the international effect. We don't have spot reporters in all the malls, the super malls across the country, but... the Canadians are coming down from Canada because there's about a 20% difference in buying power between the loonie and the U.S. dollar. Now, that might sound good and dandy. Oh, by the way, you know what Sears did up there? Because everybody's coming across the border in the United States to go shopping because their loonie is now stronger overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got more money than what I realized. Sears in Canada said, no, stay here and shop. We'll give you a 20% discount. So there's kind of like a border, you know, pricing war going on right now, but that doesn't fool the Canadians. But suffice it to say, that might work well for malls in Michigan.
Right.
But down here in Central Texas, are you out there on the left coast, James, out in California? I don't think you'll see any Canadians shopping at your local Sears stores.
I don't think so. I probably won't want to come anywhere around here because of all the fires.
Yeah.
Actually, I helped a Canadian this weekend.
You helped a Canadian. What is he doing so deep in the United States on his way to Mexico?
Was he there at midnight, too?
On his way to Mexico for more buys or what?
Yeah. I don't know. He was down visiting.
Oh, he had people down here.
Yeah, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll retract that. We had one Canadian shopper down here at the children's place. And while we're talking about this place, where is the children's place? We might as well give them a free plug since we've ripped them apart on air.
We have a location at the Round Rock Outlet.
Round Rock Outlet.
Lakeline Mall.
Round Rock, that's the new mall up here on 35, and then Lakeline Mall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Barton Creek.
Okay, over in West Austin. And Barton Creek.
And Highland Mall.
How many stores?
Here locally, four.
How many kids are out there that are naked, need clothes?
I mean, we're nationwide in Canada and Puerto Rico.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
All right.
Lots of them.
Well,
gotta clothe your kids. They can't run around naked.
Well, you don't do it with credit cards.
Yeah, don't. Do not do that.
You know, James, I'm just wondering if people did not withhold their inquiries into eliminating their credit card debt until after the holidays.
I'm telling you right now, I got an email from a guy in Durango, and a bunch of students out there are just brewing and learning more about this, and they've just finished. You know, it's a timing issue. I expect quite a number of people to now turn the key. And for those that are sitting on the fence that want to know more about this, you've got lots of options. You can listen to the overview explaining how this is done and what it is at 888-213-7655. Or you can speak to somebody live right now if you're ready to go and you've thought it through and now is the time to begin. Call 877-331-0626. Again, the number's 877-331-0626. But John, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot more inquiries because I think people were just waiting.
Don't wait too long.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And here's my greatest fear about this is that eventually they'll get around to closing the loopholes on this deal. But suffice it to say, James, this has been going on for quite some time. Let me just backtrack here. My friend Robert Chapman, that does the program on the National Intel Report with me every Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. On this very network, and that's right. Central Time, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. If you've not tuned into that program, well, then you don't have anything to lose. In other words, you have no exposure, you've got no debt, you're sitting around on your little mountaintop, oblivious to the pains and the frustrations of the rest of us that are still stuck in this matrix, with the Federal Reserve being the band leaders to this. It's not a concerto, folks. It's an absolute disaster. But having said all that, Robert Chapman sent me his international forecaster this morning, and he said the consumer started cutting back in February of 2006. Now, keep in mind, James, that this is on the heels of the financial talking heads still debating whether we're in a recession or not.
Okay. Exactly.
Now, the consumers started cutting back in February 2006. That is when our recession began. It began to manifest itself a year ago as weakness showed up in manufacturing. That weakness is now more obvious. The recent consumer confidence figures tells us the real estate collapsed, the market collapsed, the lack of real estate equity cash is out. The results of free trade, globalization, offshoring, outsourcing, and the credit crisis are all simultaneously taking their toll. Now, the next comes the stock market collapse. That tells you all should be out of the revolving debt and long on gold and silver-related assets. By the way, gold's back up today to about $827 an ounce after taking a dip below $800.
Exactly what you said.
Yep.
They're doing exactly. They're taking it up, kind of up and back and forth.
Well, sure, and they're going to do that, but you'll notice that what's going to happen with that commodity, and folks, it used to be the barometer of what you'd set your currency toward, but not anymore. They've created the fiat money system, and these people are now pulling their hair out. Now, this is what's most fascinating to me, James. They created the system, and now they're reeling in shock when it blows up. Reminds me when I was a kid.
exactly.
Gene Gene made a machine. JoJo made it go. Art Art blew a fart and blew the whole damn thing apart. That's from my fourth grade, but essentially that's what's happening today. We'll be right back.
What a great education.
I'm telling you, it was a public fool system. What can I tell you?
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Now, I suppose I could have done, before the commercial break, James, I suppose I could have broken that down into hotsy-totsy little buzzwords that Wall Street would use, and I could have spent 20 minutes explaining
maybe,
that.
Maybe not. Right.
Maybe exactly. And maybe not. And maybe not. Right. But that essentially says it all, that they built the thing. It is self-destructing. It's had a timer. It had a time fuse in it from the start of it. And people have asked me over the years, James, well, why is the banks, why would they let their banking system fail? Because they're interested in profits. Folks, understand right. this. They created something out of nothing. They've loaned it to you at interest. They have taken the interest that you've paid them because initially they had nothing except a bag of magic tricks and a magic mirror. And they created the system. You have paid them for the pleasure of using it, and they have made real wealth out of your interest. They've charged you on something that wasn't real in the first place.
Yeah, now, they didn't do anything for it.
Now,
they
is everybody for it. Is everybody tracking me so far here? So it's their system, and the beauty of their system, because you can create it out of absolutely nothing, print money out of thin air, is when it collapses, guess what they get to do? Regroup and do it to us all over again. Until people on this planet look at their governments and go, you know what? We're really sick of this. We're sick of being taken advantage by a private money cartel, a private business, doing it through the government and shafting us beyond belief. Until such time that people in the respective countries around the globe look at their governments square in their eye and tell them, you know what? No more funny money fraud. We right. don't like the boom and the bust cycles. We don't like unemployment. We don't like people being displaced. We don't like homelessness. We don't like the angst. We don't like the anxiety. We don't like the crap. So stop yep. it.
Right.
And
that's
the,
right. That's what needs to be done.
And
that's why
exactly.
you got Ron Paul. Put Ron Paul in there. Get it done.
And
that's really what it's about.
Well, and you know, it just very well may happen. I mean, a lot of people are turning on Mr. Paul. But any response to the union leader, by the way, newspaper, said any response to this paper's Friday editorial on my foreign policy position, mm-hmm. and this was written by Ron Paul, must rest on two fundamental assertions. First, that the founding fathers were not isolationist. And secondly, that their political philosophy, the wisdom of the Constitution, you know, that little rule book, the right. Declaration and our revolution itself is not just a primitive cultural relic. If I understand the editor's concerns, I have not been accused, of deviating from the founder's logic. If anything, I have accused of adhering to it too strictly. And the question, therefore, before readers and soon voters, is the same question I've asked for almost 20 years in Congress. By what superior wisdom have we now declared Jefferson, Washington, and Madison to be unrealistic and dangerous? Why do we right. insist on throwing away their most considered warnings? He goes on to say a non-interventionist policy is not an isolationist foreign policy. It is quite the opposite. Under a Paul administration, the United States would trade freely with any nation that seeks to engage us. American mm-hmm. citizens would be encouraged to visit other countries and interact with other people rather than Absolutely. Being told by their own government that certain countries are off limits to them. Right. American citizens would be allowed to spend their hard-earned money wherever they wish across the globe, not told that certain countries are under embargoes and they're therefore off limits. An American trade policy would encourage private, let me underscore private here, American businesses to seek partners overseas and engage with them in trade. The hostility toward American citizens overseas in the wake of our current foreign policy has actually made it difficult, if not dangerous, for Americans to travel abroad. If this is not an isolationist consequence from a policy of aggression and foreign interventionism, question mark? He's got this down pat, James. Suffice it to say that the guy is a thinking, breathing human being.
And when are we getting him on?
Well,
that's
not
my question.
Well, and
I know
he's
coming on yours, but he's coming on here soon, right?
Yes, yes. And,
yep,
and we will get him up. And this is the problem that we're facing because we have a lot of people that are afraid, and the fear is taking a lot of different avenues. Fear for their jobs if they're a talking smarmy head on one of these cable news shows. You
right.
know, don't expect to get a fair shake by Mr. Vanderbilt. Oh, I'm sorry, Anderson Cooper. You won't get a fair shake from anybody. I don't care who it is because this guy open up the time capsule. He just popped out. He must have been
right.
buried 200 years ago because what he's saying today is what the founders said when they started this country. And folks,
Absolutely.
Look around you. We've built a veritable Disneyland.
What it is, right. Yeah, the perfect description.
And all for your sensory pleasure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what
right.
we've done. You know, from sea to shining sea here in the span of a couple hundred years, we built an entire country.
Mm-hmm.
We built it on credit, but nevertheless, we built it.
Right.
It would have been a lot smaller. It would have looked differently than it does today. It would have been more manageable, more happy. The people would have been more satiated because we'd not be involved in crisis every other day of our lives. And folks, have you had enough of the crisis? Have you had enough of feeling insecure? Have you had enough of that? Can we not live our lives from beginning to end without major catastrophes at the hands of men that have created them. Can we do this? I think we can. We'll be right back. James Martinez, John Statmiller. It is Cash Flow. It is a Monday, folks. Gene made a machine? Did he actually say that? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
By the way, James, I've just instructed one of my secretaries here to send you out, Patriot, Surviving the Coming Collapse.
Great.
A novel of the turbulent near future, and it is the brand new expanded edition, and that is being sent to you in the mails today.
Fantastique. All fantastic. Right. Hey, I want to just give a little addendum as to what you were saying before the break, is that I want to let everybody know that I have never seen a court case ever when someone was sued where a motion to compel was filed asking the bank or alleged lender of an alleged debt to prove that they actually did that. No court case ever. Okay? So everybody that has doubt, that's wondering how this whole thing works, and you'd think with the aggressive banks and the nature of who they are and who they hire and who they work with, that being that aggressive, you think that them to prove that they loan money would be an easy thing. They'd do it in one thing, file a judgment, goodbye. But they've not been able to do that ever that I've known about, especially with credit cards. So also put that into the file as you're digesting everything that we're talking about here. And those of you who have those issues with credit cards, you need to give me a call, 877-331-0626. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say that a lot of strange things are going out there politically. We've said this before, as the time draws nigh, mm-hmm. as the end time scenario for a lot of people out there, here it comes. By the way, you're starting to see signs of it politically. Trent Lott is leaving the Senate. And he is he's the poster child. Forget Newt Gingrich. He's come and gone. Trent Lott is one of the stable boys there for the neocons in Washington, D.C. He's bailing out, and he's giving no reasons whatsoever. His last day on the job will be at the end of next month.
And yeah, no reasons.
No, no reasons. He's just getting out. He's going home. Mm-hmm. And he made the statement, well, it's been a wild ride. Well, yeah, Trent, because you helped create that wild ride.
Now he's going to run off and hide.
That's exactly what he's going to do. He is doing exactly that. So I expect to see more people that heretofore, and the Democrats are lost on this one, by the way, because they figure themselves to be the savior. They're now going to be able to introduce communism and socialism, and people are going to accept it in a pig's eye, any more than people are buying into Hillary Clinton's health care, universal health care, which we have the only free system, free market system on the planet. But of course, that's been gored and gouged by the powers that be, between government, the insurance companies, the pharma cartel, the medical associations, you
that
name it.
That is correct. Yep.
Yeah, we are suffering here in this country at an unbelievable rate with the best medical care on the entire planet. Go figure.
Yeah. I just picked up the New Time magazine with Hillary on the cover, and they have the big article about the Citigroup banker guys in there, and I was reading through some of the stuff on Hillary, and it's just they give these people huge coverage stories, they get all this coverage, they're doing this, they're doing that, but they don't want to talk about the real thing. It's just completely avoided, totally. Nowhere in time that article that I found this are they talking about the Federal Reserve, the debt, and what's really going on at all. The only person that's talking anything remotely the truth is Ron Paul. And I look at this thing, I'm just looking for any scrap in there that's remotely going on or accurate. It's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. I mean, folks, you have the pleasure of being now on the inside looking out. Now, your backside may not be physically parked in the inner circle, but that's not my point. My point is now that you understand what the inner circle understands. And see, you were never supposed to see that. You were never supposed to glimpse that. You were never supposed to understand how the system works. And heretofore, they've done a pretty good job of keeping most of the people in the dark. But here again, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans are waking up. And they're sick and tired of just dropping in to see what their latest bad condition is in. And they want it stopped. By the way, Diane, I won't mention her last name, regarding people need to take back their power. She sent me an email here. Actually, it was a fax. Thank you for this, Diane. She said, over the weekend, I emailed all my old high school classmates that I have addresses for and told them to listen to this show. I also emailed them the link for Ron Paul's official campaign website with a short message that this country is on the edge of being transformed right under their very noses into a condition of the North American Union. Now, whether they believe me or not and whether they follow through or not with my heartfelt advice is not the point. The point is that I am speaking up, and I'm not being embarrassed or afraid of what anyone else will think. Angry, confused, dismayed, any reaction is good because it is a place to start from. Of course, the best place to start is to stir the anger in the minds and hearts of those who come to hear the message of the truth of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the World Order, the Ameros. Someone gets angry that you're illuminating them to the fact that they have been robbed for over a century by the fractional reserve banking system. I just did a double reserve there, didn't I? Good, she says. They still have life in them. Now let's move them on. Rapidly take the passion and anger that comes from their heart and soul and realize the pride you have in the work you do day in and day out, the family you have you've come from, and that you are raising your children, your children's children, and yes, even your children's children's children, that are most likely never going to live, you're never going to live to meet, because it is about right here, right now, being courageous to take back your power. Take back the power that founded and created this country, a power so inspiring that there are still those who will illegally run across the borders to live here. A place so beautiful and free that government, foreign governments will seek to buy the real estate and structures of it. For generations and generations, interventions, sacrifices, elections, speeches, devotionalities, pride, honor, opportunities to be all that you were born to make this planet a better place, get up and be somebody in this life of yours and never give up. This is a great world that was not made for heartaches and wars and poverty. This life, your life, and my life, and the lives of this world to come is meant to be one of the liberties, the truth and the honor and mutual respect between each and every person. As we sit right now, we have a big mess. Yes, we have a big mess with the banks and the credit cards and the runaway system of late fees and interest rates that have plunged many minds in depressions and personal failures and torn apart relationships that otherwise would have been fruitful in the heart and forgiveness and compassion. But we are human beings, not slaves to lying and cheating words carefully orchestrated on Jekyll Island. How ironic that name. Not even 100 years ago are we not more powerful than lies. It costs money to get out of debt. It costs money to get out of alleged debt. Only the latter is the investment that testifies, hey, I've learned my lesson, and God is telling me He is forgiving me my debts as well as those who are indebted against me. It is in God we trust, and we'll pay a little bit now and wipe the slate clean and reclaim America as it was meant to be. And her little sign-off, she says, by the way, all Ron Paul has to do to win the Republican primaries, and then he will win the presidential election of 2008, that's all that he has to do. Vote him into that position, and the truth will set us all free.
Wow. Well, I'd like to clone that person in that letter and have him tell everybody. That was said it all right there. All of that needed to be said was just said right there.
And
really good.
And it is. I mean, folks, I mean, you know, James, I'm pissed off. I have an opportunity. You have an opportunity. In spite of the pitfalls and the pratfalls of life, you know, there's no guarantees that when you climb out of the shower in the morning, you're not going to slip and fall and strike your head on the toilet and kill yourself. There's no guarantees in life. But the important underlined section here is life itself and the quality thereof. And I am tired of the fear. I'm tired of the suspicion. I am tired of watching people that are afraid. I want them to stand up. I want them to say, you know what, this is a nightmare, and I'm waking up out of this nightmare, and when I wake up out of this nightmare, I am never going back. I'm going to spend my life according to my needs, not somebody else's. But see, that sounds on the surface, James, as being, how should I say, narcissistic? It is not. Mm-hmm. It is when a content people have theirs that they will reach out to others. But when the robber barons are trying to steal from you and you're trying to keep it away from them like a basketball in a contested game where everybody's after that same ball and you don't dare give it up and you make bad choices and you make bad shots, folks, there's not going to be anybody else grabbing at you anymore. So what can we do with our lives? What can we do with each other when we have the faith and the trust of each other once again, not this fear and suspicion? What kind of a world would this be?
Absolutely. No, that she has it exactly right. The people that I've spoken to out here, I got a gentleman that I spoke to this morning that called me up and said, listen, nobody's called in and said, hey, I used cash over the weekend. And this guy, I said, so what happened with you? He says, well, I didn't use cash. I bartered.
He bartered?
I said, you bartered? Yeah, I said, so you didn't use any money. You just traded. He said, yeah, I wanted to know what it was like to prepare for thinking in new ways. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even think about that at all. But this guy came up with it, and he goes, I've got a lot of people that I know that are students that are just warming up to this whole issue now, and they're all backing Ron Paul, and they all are starting to wake up now. Starting to wake up amongst all the other issues. I guess they're seeing the links now between the economy and what we've done to ourselves and allowed ourselves to be done to mm-hmm. as well, you know. Because it's, to me, it's I held myself responsible just as much as anybody else, because way, way, way earlier on, I slowly sought all this information out. It was not like something was thrown in my face. And I sought it out and then started putting the pieces together. And I'm very, very glad I did. And everybody else that's listening to this show is starting to learn about it. John's mentioned about the gold going up and down. And pretty much everything we've said is coming to fruition now. So you've found the right place.
You are absolutely among friends, and you don't realize mm-hmm. how many friends all of us really have out there. Because on a daily basis, James, people are waking up. They're discovering the fraud, the lies, the deception. They've always yeah. mistrusted the government, and that's a healthy right. thing. We should always mistrust our government. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that sounds like a contradictory statement, because a country united is one with its government. Well, as long as the government is one with its people, then you have a certain amount of continuity there. You have a certain amount of trust, and it's a functional trust. But when the government blatantly turns its back on you, there is no redress of grievances. There is not a friendly ear in Washington, D.C., and these people continue to help destroy this country. Well, mm-hmm. then they're not going to be really listening to you. And as I stated earlier, you're starting to see the cracks in the foundation in the district of criminals up there. They're going to start bailing out. They're going to find reasons to go into the private sector. They're going to find reasons just to walk away from political office.
They don't want to be accountable.
You know, I mean, to a politician in Washington, D.C., folks, every day is a new day. You got to understand that. They don't have regret or remorse for what they did yesterday or last week. They have conditioned and believe in themselves as being elected representatives, doing the business of the people, when in fact they're doing the business to the people. They like to say always that I enjoy being in service to the American people. Well, down here in Texas, let me tell you what servicing the cattle industry means, okay? That's what that means. And people are realizing what wrath they have created upon the American people, and they're bailing out. They're going to be walking away. And only the stupid ones are going to be sitting around. Now, that might sound, again, contradictory. Well, why is Ron Paul want presidency? He is going to take, I mean, folks, I don't want to make anybody angry here. But in a biblical sense, politically in this country, this guy is going to be bearing a lot of sins for a lot of past criminals. Okay, he's going to be bearing the weight of a lot of past criminality. And he is willing to step up and do that. Because the man's not based in lies, he's based in the truth. And more importantly, he knows what has to be done in this country in order to get it back on track again.
So save it.
Oh, man, James, for somebody, could you imagine? I mean, it's going to be a big surprise to Ron Paul if he wins the presidency. I mean, it really is.
Oh, yeah, I know it is. I could hear it in his voice when I saw some of those interviews. He's surprised what's happening. But it's a strong indicator to me when just based on emails and whatever and the numbers looking at it. That, just people hearing about that, I can see maybe two or three times the amount he'll raise next time.
And he's going to be just as surprised when he's installed in the Oval Office. And mm-hmm. it's not going to be an easy ride for this guy. Personally, his safety is always going to be a daily concern.
Absolutely.
There are going to be structures and power mongers out there that are going to want this guy out of the way. But what is literally happening here, ladies and gentlemen, with Ron Paul, and it could be Fred Schmidlap, it could be Bobby Baker, it could be anybody, but it happens to be Ron Paul because he's been an honest representative to his people in government. What is happening is he's being carried into the Oval Office by the people. This isn't a political game. This
That's
isn't
right.
this isn't
a hacking. Real election.
A
the real thing. This
a
time.
Real election.
Not a fake one. Not one that's set up and made up for you.
Yeah.
One that people have decided this is the guy that represents us and our interests for real. Not been paid off. Nothing. The real agendas have been laid out before everybody, and that's what he's going to do.
And it's amazing to me. I mean, even today, they're pulling out the ultimate of their ace cards, and that's George Bush is going to be sitting down trying to hammer out a peace negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Now, how desperate is that move? Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember 7 years ago there was a Camp David peace accord, but I don't see Israelis stopping the killing of Palestinians or letting them live on their own land. Oh, no, this is going to take place in Jerusalem. And folks, I'm going to tell you what. You will never, ever, 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 ever see peace in the Middle East between Israel and any other country. I don't care if it's Palestine, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia. I don't care what it is. You will never see a peace there because of how they believe. And that country is run by a bunch of Zionists. And they claim to be Jewish. They're folks, let me tell you something here. There is a difference between a charlatan and a good man. And if you cannot tell the difference, keep supporting those that keep supporting Israel. Once their water is cut off and they're smacked down and they can't do this to their neighbors and the United States withdraws the support for Israel, you're going to see a peace over there. You're going to see a lasting peace because they're going to be capitulated into peace. They're going to have to make peace. And folks, for that day, I wait with bated breath. And it will happen one day. One fine day, it will happen.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Thank you.
By the way, James, that piece that I read about Ron Paul in his own words, that's out of the Union Leader, and that paper is in New Hampshire.
Good, good. Now I got to get this in real quick. Somebody just called here, spoke to a live operator, and the operator is just mentioning to me right now on the commercial break that you don't need to apologize, people, when you call me about what's happened to you. This was designed by somebody else. I've got people that call in here that are apologizing because of 30,000, 50,000, 100,000, whatever their number is. You don't need to apologize for that. You need to understand that I'm here to listen to you, and I want to help you, and I want to see you make the change. But for you to apologize, you need to forgive yourself first and realize what happened, that what's there and what happened to you was by design, and it was put in place to do exactly what it's done to you on purpose. And you nearly never had a chance to do anything. They were coming at you no matter what. Okay, so when you do call up, you can stop that. You don't need to do that anymore. I'm on your side, so I want everybody to know that. Go ahead.
Do we have a caller here? We do. Okay. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do. Yes.
Justin from New York.
Justin. Hey. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Guys.
Hi.
How are you? Is James there?
Yeah, that's me. Hey,
he's
Justin.
He's out on the left coast. He could not be
further. Yeah, he's New York, L.A. What's up?
How's he could not be further from you, but he's very close to you.
Well, guys, I just had to call in because I'm just coming off of an incredible viewing of a very exciting video, which I caught on Google Video, and it had to do with James Gilliland. And he was talking in depth about the range of types of craft that have been seen up at his ranch.
And Justin, are you talking about the incident up in Washington that's not making the news?
I don't know. He just was talking about 60 hours of footage that has been compiled, and, you know, craft ranging in size from tetrahedral to disc to different colored. And but which one are you talking about, James, that didn't get press?
No, I think there's a story up there because I've heard some groups of people in Washington that have all some celebrities and press have gone up there. A lot of money people are up in Washington, D.C. because of some big UFO case up there. That was emailed to me about a week ago because somebody heard this show and knows somebody who knows somebody, and it got linked up to me. And I said, I don't know. I haven't been there, but I'll check it out. Because
What are we talking about here, guys? UFOs?
Some UFO case.
Well, I'm in the business of IFOs, identified flying objects, not the unidentified kind. Justin, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I don't know why we get UFO calls.
Yeah, unusual.
Yeah, it is. Justin, chill out, brother. They're not coming to get you. Those are actually government officials in those flying saucers. And anyway, look, folks, seriously, gosh, UFO calls on this show?
Wow.
Whoa. Couldn't have saved it for my show a couple hours from now?
Yeah.
I would have dealt with it in the same way, by the way. And taking a little bit more time, because that's what we're out of. Time.
Time.
And so are you, folks. 877-331-0626. Listen to the text recorded message. We can get it for you in text, but you got an ear. You can listen. Dial 888-213-7655. Listen to that message, and then give James a call at 877-331-0626. You want to start out your conversation by email? That's fine. Get debtreliefnow@gmail.com, and you'll be speaking directly with James. James, we'll
see you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.